Yo. So it's July 3rd. I just realized that yesterday was the anniversary of the day I was fired from my last real office job. July 2nd, 2010, which was 4th of July weekend. Like the beginning of 4th of July weekend, the Friday. And because I remember, because I went to Coney Island that same day and saw professional wrestling, like one of those, like TNA or something like that. And then there was fireworks. I also went on the Cyclone roller coaster and to a strip club. I was single at the time. Sweetness was the name of the dancer who I got a lap dance from. She was very nice. So that's a thing to celebrate. 8 years I've been running these streets, breathing free air. It's still hot as fuck outside, so I'm in the bathroom again because I didn't want to turn off the air conditioner. I got up and came into the bathroom. Last night I saw the movie Leave No Trace. It's good. Go see it. All right, that's it. I'm also enjoying this season of Goliath on Amazon. If you have Amazon, watch Goliath. I don't hear people talking about it, but it's a good show. Billy Bob Thornton's fun. If you watch the first season, you get to see what's that dude's name? John Hurt's penis. I you don't need, maybe that's not something you really care to see, but it's there. I don't think that gives up any plot points. It's just fun fact. Tomorrow we will be taking off. I say we as because there's the whole crew behind this podcast, of course, the producer, and then the producer's assistant, and then I have an editor and PR person. And that's why we've become the juggernaut that we are today. I don't like to name them because they like to stay out of the spotlight. Let's look at news, I suppose. Be careful with your fireworks tomorrow. When I was a kid, loved fireworks. I like setting them off more than watching them. I'll still watch a fireworks display, but there's nothing like lighting a fuse of something that's about to explode or fly off and explode. Bottle rockets, my favorite. What we used to like to do in my neighborhood is you take a wiffle ball bat, you cut a slit, like an X, in the top of it, and then you stick a bottle rocket in there, and then you can like point it at things and launch bottle rockets at sometimes at people. A bottle rocket's not gonna, like a small bottle rocket, that's not gonna, if it hits somebody, they'll be all right. At least I've never seen any injuries on that. I've had firecrackers go off in my hand. It hurts, but yeah, it's fine. Not saying to hold firecrackers. I'm not saying be irresponsible with your fireworks if you are a child. I'm saying you can be if you're an adult, because that's your choice and you know what you're getting into. All right, what's in the news? Hey, for only the second time on record, no one killed by tornadoes in US in May or June. Take that, tornadoes. We fucked you. All right, maybe no, let I won't taunt the tornadoes, but that's good news. Let's particularly if you live in a place called Tornado Alley, which is I don't know why you would live there when it's called Tornado Alley. That seems, well, you had a good year, I guess. Keep it up. Rachel Dole is all charged with welfare fraud. Oof. Rachel Dolezal. She's a complicated woman, if you watch the Netflix documentary. It's very interesting. Definitely feel bad for her kids, as they seem to, you know, they love their mom. And then she makes things difficult with her weirdness. But it's not all country, although this welfare fraud, that's not good. That's not good news. Why did I read that? It was interesting. That is terrible. I'm not going to read it out loud. Capitol Gazette shooting after delay. Trump orders flags at half staff. Well, there you go. He didn't want to, but then he did it. Who knows why, but that's the right thing to do. A terrible shooting that happened there. I think after a mass shooting, let's half-staff it. Why? Let's point out that this is a fucking problem. Healthcare worker arrested over... I'm sorry I even started. I don't know why. Gas prices, 4th of July, holiday, fuel hits 4-year high. Not good news. Sorry. It's not that bad of news for me. I ain't driving. Although I will be in Philadelphia Thursday. I keep saying it's Friday, but there's a show Thursday at the Punchline Comedy Club in Philadelphia. That's where the 4th of July started, right? That's like the first 4th of July, Philadelphia. And we'll be there on the 5th, which is the day that, you know, they all partied. Benjamin Franklin and whoever, Thomas Jefferson, they all did cocaine and drank. And I'm going to assume there was probably an orgy, a big freedom orgy. Well, speaking of freedom, court rules copying photos found on internet is fair use. So fuck you, photographers, if you think you own your shit. It's all up for grabs on the internet. Trump-shaped ecstasy pills found during Indiana drug bust. Now, is that to appeal to Trump voters, or is it ironic? Is there still ecstasy? I thought we were going all Molly now. What year is this? Ecstasy? And I'm assuming that whoever wrote this headline doesn't know the difference between Molly and ecstasy. And you're a fucking... Come on. Or they know, right? And they don't want their boss to know. They were like, because the boss is like, yeah, it's ecstasy. And you want to be told it's MDMA. It's pure MDMA. It's Molly. Come on. No one's doing ecstasy anymore. But you don't want your boss to know that you're partying. To be like, oh, yeah, ecstasy. Because it's like fucking 2002. They're shaped like Trump. I would say if I was doing those drugs, I don't do those drugs. Not anymore. And somebody was, if I had the option for a non-Trump shaped pill, I'd go for that one. It just feels like that would be a bad start to be like, here's my Trump shaped. It's just not fun. I wouldn't like to do, any Trump affiliated drugs. Like, I'm sure there's probably blotter acid with pictures of Trump. No thanks, man. I'd prefer something a little more chill. Do one more and then we are gone for, I don't know, 2 days. Definitely taking off tomorrow. And you know what? I'm taking it all the way to Monday. I just decided. So the rest of this week, because you're going on vacation. And you don't listen to this show every day, right? You got to have episodes of this show to listen to, or other podcasts that you're going to catch up on. I'm taking the rest of the week off. I deserve it. And I have to work on my Edinburgh show. Jesus Christ. I'm going to Edinburgh in a few weeks. For a month. That is scary. So one more. And I'm gone. You know what? Seattle bans plastic straws, utensils at restaurants and bars. I feel like I talked about that before, but that's just going on all over the place. Plastic shit is on its way out. We're going back to before plastic, which, you know, that's what people want, right? They're like, the good old days. We want things like they used to be in the 50s. Well, now you're getting it. No plastic utensils. Well, I don't know when those were invented. We had plastic. Plastic invented in World War II? But I don't know when they started. All right. I guess I'll have to research that. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go get back to work on my Edinburgh show. But if you're in Philadelphia, let me know. I would love to say hello. Philadelphia Punchline. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. See you on Monday. We love you.